Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have Pastor Paul Smith, and we're going to be talking about his book, Going Into the Background of the New Age Infiltration of the Christian Church, and Peter Drucker, the part that he has played in transforming modern-day Christianity. Why is it that we are in the mess we are today as far as our nation? Certainly the moral breakdown of our society. I mean, why aren't any of the Christian churches organizing and taking a case to the Supreme Court saying of the decision that took God and prayer out of our schools is wrong? Why aren't our churches speaking out against the war or against torture or against the official government policy of the United States that justifies torture? How can any civilized society authorize openly torturing people, whether you don't know whether they're guilty or innocent, whether they have information or not? You just torture them because they might have information, or justify the supposed killing of a man. We don't know whether he's guilty or innocent. He's never been tried by a court. His name was Osama bin Laden. They sent assassins in to kill him, at least this is what we're told. But we don't know whether anything we're being told is true. When you work for the government, if you do not go along and conceal everything that goes on, if you do not keep the American people from knowing what's really taking place, they'll come after you and they'll destroy you. They'll destroy your reputation, they'll destroy you financially. How can these things be happening when the church should be, of course, the watchman on the wall? Well, Paul Smith has written a very provocative book. We recommend it to you. It's one of those books when you read it and then you want to reread a section you've read because it's really very profound. Paul, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be with you again, Doctor. And I appreciate so much the opportunity to spend time with you.
Why don't you just tell our listeners the title of your book and what it is really about?
The title of the book is New Evangelicalism, New World Order. And the big question, of course, and I think it's answered as we document what's occurring today within the church, and it started, of course, much earlier. It started back in the 60s, the mid-60s, and comes on. But how in the world has the new evangelical church become part of this one world order? And that's the amazing thing to me is how the church today and its expanded operation in the world has become part of a system that is designed by men, and it's just something that I guess where I became involved was with the church and many of the young pastors that are have been caught up in this idea of the emergent church. And what's emerging is the question. And what they have done, many of them have left the infallibility of God's word, and they have now adopted the ideas of men, and they have quite a platform now through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the major government groups in Davos, Switzerland, in different places, where we have especially the purpose-driven model that comes out of Southern California here, and that purpose-driven model of Rick Warren and the international audience that they've been able to create, and in many countries throughout the world. And these are all being documented. In other words, they are being, they have, the Lilly Foundation has given $300,000 to buy the computers. And there's a group of students that come out of the Golden Gate Seminary that are involved in tracking these Christian groups that join this this purpose-driven model. But the model is one that is a man model. It follows our sociological ideas of today. And this is very clearly documented throughout the book. And the question is, it sort of answers, I think, and connects the dots as to how we got where we are today.
And basically, of course, we have the form of Christianity. They talk Christianese, but they don't, of course, ever address anything really important because, of course, they were never intended to. Now, who is Peter Drucker, and why is his influence this man who is an atheist? Why is his influence in the structure and organization of the modern Protestant church so vitally important?
I believe it's because Peter Drucker and our former Secretary of State have Henry Kissinger, both Jewish, Kissinger from Germany and Peter Drucker from Vienna, Austria. They both were raised in elitist families who were students, and they discussed in their groups the ideas of Karl Marx and the One World Order. They did not, of course, go for the Hitler form as Jews. They needed to get away from that, and they did not go for the Russian development of socialism. But they were very definitely schooled in that regard, brought to the United States, put on the Committee for Strategic Studies by David Rockefeller, and this Committee for Strategic
Studies. Hold on, Paul. We'll be right back in just a moment.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this back-to-school season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, books, computers, and school supplies. Give from the heart so others can have a new start. That's from Terry and her fine staff at Teresa's Not Just Udos at 141 East 4th Street in Lubbock. Call 970-663-9594. That's 970-663-9594. Or stop in for great food and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and wish our area students a great new school year.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Paul Smith, Reverend Pastor Paul Smith. We're talking about his book, The New Evangelicalism, The New World Order. And basically, the two of them go together. It is, of course, the goal of the people on the other side, and there is another side there, has always been a one-world government and a one-world religion. So, of course, rather than completely to try to destroy Christianity from without, they didn't mind if it existed as long as it was ineffective and it really did not preach the important issues or how Christianity really influences and what's really going on in the world. So what they did was they infiltrated the church, and one of the major people to do this was a man named Peter Drucker, who you won't hear about him through ordinary channels. You're probably not going to hear about him in your church because they're practicing his basic techniques. And our churches now, rather than being a house of God, are organized like the corporation, really for a political purpose. And, of course, even many of the study groups, the idea of the study groups, and the consensus in the study groups. And the way everything is organized is, of course, to neutralize the effect of Christianity on society. But you go right ahead, Paul. You were mentioning that, of course, Peter Drucker, Henry Kissinger, coming from Europe, schooled in Marxism. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, of the whole concept of Marxism, you hear about the whole redistribution of wealth and democracy. If you read the Communist Manifesto, they talk about the dictatorship of the proletariat. Basically, what they're talking about is a new form of dictator, but except with a different leadership. And, of course, supposedly one that's dedicated to the people. And this is why people of great wealth push socialism. People don't understand that the Rockefellers and the Fords and the Carnegies push socialism. Why? Because it negated our form of government where the power of the federal government was limited over the minds of the people, over the lives of the people. It's centralized power in Washington, D.C., and then, of course, through the simple process of buying off the politicians, this small group of people of great wealth were able to control the nation, and that's just what's happened today. We have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., that money could buy, and unfortunately, they do the bidding of the person who pays them the most. And remember, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Go right ahead, Paul.
I was wanting to go back to that time when, on September 12th, 1905, approximately 100 people met in a loft over Peck's Restaurant at 140 Fulton Street in Lower Manhattan. The purpose of the meeting was to carefully calculate the overthrow of the Christian worldview and replaced it with the ideas of a then rather unknown writer by the name of Karl Marx. The godfather of the organization was Upton Sinclair, 27-year-old author. The first president chosen was another author, Jack London, age 29. Also present was Clarence Darrow, the attorney in the Stokes trial. The strategy of the organization was to infiltrate their ideas into academia by organizing chapters in as many colleges and universities as possible. And with Walter Lippmann, later author and director of the Council on Foreign Relations, was president of the Harvard chapter. Walter Reuther, future president of the United Auto Workers, headed the Wayne State University chapter. And Eugene Debs went on to become the five-time socialist candidate for president, was leader at Columbia University, where our president graduated, and his first job was with the Henry Kissinger when he graduated from Columbia. But anyway, we have, it's sort of like a who's who, including one of the Supreme Court men, Frankfurter, Chief Justice Frankfurter. But then John Dewey, he became the League Vice President in the 30s and became honorary president. This league, of course, it's been something that's been going on for some time. When Peter Drucker put together the General Motors and General Electric as world corporations, he felt that the corporation would be the best means of bringing about community in the world. And that's where we would have our needs taken care of from cradle to grave, and the retirement and your health care and those types of things. And so this was his view in the early part of the 20th century, was that the corporations would provide that for our population. Then when he met up with a Christian brother who took over the family radio business, things in Tyler, Texas, Bob Buford, the two of them, Drucker with Buford, they, Drucker by the mid-60s, began to see that the greatest influence on our American culture was the mega churches. And so they began, and Drucker began to design. His thoughts were that the mega church could get things done. And they had many volunteers and people and resources to draw upon to provide the health care, to provide these things and create a much better community, not only here in the United States, but the world. And so Africa became one of their challenges. And, of course, we find Rwanda became the place where the president who was elected said he was going to make his country the first purpose-driven nation in the world. And so, but this thing has moved along very rapidly and to where we are in a great deal of confusion in the United States, in our churches, because we are looking to the ideas of men rather than what we read in the inerrant Word of God.
And that is the great tragedy today. And of course, Peter Drucker came up with an idea for organizing corporations, for organizing education, and then, of course, for organizing Christianity. And of course, these ideas then popularized by Rick Warren, with something like 30 or 40,000 ministers or Christian leaders trained in his techniques, which are how you control the people in your church. And basically, it's all about control. If you go to a church, a purpose-driven church, and you in any way disagree with the leadership, why, you will be hounded out of that church. They will drive you out of the church, no matter whether you're a pillar of the church or not, because, of course, they have a different worldview. It's conformity of the Christians, and they've become very conformed today. Go right ahead. Sydney, do you want to talk about how they've reorganized the churches?
This is what it came through what we call neo-evangelicalism. It was a word that merely was attempting to solve the problem between the, of course, we had at the turn of the century modernism, and we had the ideas of the science had the answer, and so there was really a battle between the fundamentalist and the modernist, and the fundamentalist holding to the word, that is the word of God, and the modernists were believing that science had the answer for men. Now we're postmodern. Modernism is old and does not have the answer. And so in this postmodernist period, we, rather than going back to the Word of God as being inerrant and the truth that has been revealed to man, they call it postmodernism, existentialism. It's the philosophy that would suggest that there are no absolutes. There's nothing that you can really pin your hope and your faith and your trust and your understanding of the world to come. And so we've lost those things and those values of hope, of beauty, of God's creation, and what God has planned for us. Change occurred. It was not an intentional move away from fundamentalism. In fact, the term fundamental and evangelical were synonymous during the 40s and 50s. But then by the 60s, there were many pastors, men that knew the word, founded in the word, one being Reverend Dr. Frederick W. Evans, Jr. He, a Princeton graduate, his doctorate, I forget where he received his doctorate, but he was Phi Beta Kappa of Princeton Theological Seminary, and he passed away in 92. But back in 1960, he was writing articles, he was concerned. And in fact, there was the paper called the Sunday School Times, and back in 1960, and the various articles that they were dealing with as they were the mood of evangelical Christianity and how it got off track and how it, as Francis Schaeffer said, they began accommodating about anybody that came along. You could join and become part of it, and they broadened the tent, and they became about an inch deep and a mile wide, and no depth to their biblical depth to their thinking. So they began to expose these things back in the 60s, and I was amazed to find out how, for instance, Dr. Tozier and many men that left the churches that began to ordain homosexuals and these lifestyles that were anti-biblical, and how they began to, well, they formed the Presbyterian Church of America that held on to the inerrancy of Scripture. But that seemed to be the watershed, was do we believe that God has truly communicated his thought to mankind? Can a creator God, can he communicate with his creation? And certainly the answer is very, very emphatically saying yes. And I have a passion for the truth of God's Word. Because when you begin with God's Word, that God created the heavens and the earth, you have your order and design, you have your freedom, you have your civility, you have your respect for all mankind. Begin with man and you have a humanistic attempt to bring order to mankind. But men can only produce confusion, chaos, disorder, bondage. And we have those men today that think they're the rightful rulers of mankind. And they make up an elitist group of George Soros, David Rockefeller, the money interest, and the Federal Reserve Bank is not a U.S. bank. It is a private bank of the world money holders who are controlling the economic depression and other things that they've brought about, and that's about the only way they could bring the United States to their knees. And so I think we need to ask ourselves the question.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people.
The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Hot Rod Dog and Pet Grooming reminds listeners, this summer never leave your pets alone in the car with the windows closed, as dehydration can set in just minutes. Make sure they have steady supply of water and shade. That's from Hot Rod Dog Pet Grooming, who say our area is a great place to live and raise our families, and they've been doing their part to keep it that way. That's Hot Rod Dog Pet Grooming at 1297 Main Street in Windsor, always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. Paul Smith. Our telephone number is certainly 1-877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. But this is so vitally important because, of course, this all began with a plan back in 1905, Upton Sinclair, Other people, Jack Lennon, Walter Lippmann, all of these people getting together to figure out how they were going to change the church. Change the church, change society. And I'll never forget when the wonderful church I was going to began to change. We brought in a new minister, and the previous one had been caught in adulterous affair, and he started out just preaching the fine gospel. He knew it very well. And then one day, because he was always dressed properly, suit, tie, then one day he didn't wear a tie. And then a couple of weeks later, he didn't wear a coat. And then, of course, we very, very casual things. And they do it very subtly because, of course, they don't want to shake up the church too much. But very subtle, and they begin to restructure the church into the study groups and the little groups. And, of course, they changed the music of the church. And they brought in the rock singers. And basically, they changed the music. They changed the message of the church. Later, this minister actually wrote a book about how he was demonically possessed. I mean, it's an amazing thing. But, of course, at the time, we had no idea that the demons were directing our services. Under any circumstances, our guest is Paul Smith. His book, The New Evangelicalism, The New World Order. We actually carry the book. Paul, do you have a website, a place any people can go and get information on this subject? Because everybody who's concerned about what's happening to America and what's happening to the church should be aware of the great information you bring out in this church, which is why we're actually carrying the book. But do you have a website you'd like to get out?
No, I do not have a website. I'm living out in a desert place. And every time you mention the beautiful spot there in the Pacific Ocean, I think I'd like to see that place. I live on the backside of the desert from Big Bear Lake in California. And,
well, if you ever get up here, why, please do, and we'll take you out to lunch. love to meet you personally. Paul is a year younger than I am. He's helping to organize a Christian training center there on the backside of the desert. But he's certainly been involved for many years, and he's sounding a warning with this book. Our churches have been infiltrated by people who have a different agenda. And Paul Drucker, what about Paul? Was Paul Drucker a Christian?
Peter Drucker?
Yes.
You mean?
Yes.
Peter Drucker, no. Peter Drucker was a Buddhist. And he said he was not a Christian, and he said that he did teach a theology course every other semester at Bennington College, but he said, "No, I'm not a Christian," and he's really it's his ideas that are part of what we call the purpose-driven model of the megachurch. But I'm not taking in the other mega churches. I'm just taking the one that I'm most familiar with, where my nephew has his doctorate from the school, and my other nephew studied with Peter Drucker on a weekly basis, one day a week, before writing his book on postmodernism. But I just had this where in the Sunday School Times back in 1960. They wrote this, that a former president of an evangelical seminary, and this is our precious Dr. Charles Fuller, which was built, in other words, his ministry, he graduated from one of our good Christian schools, and that was in Los Angeles, Biola at the time, it was in Los Angeles, but and we had the reaction of the fundamentalists to modernism that was coming about, and the books, the four volumes, Fundamentalists, published by Baker Bookhouse, were put together when R.A. Torrey was president of Fuller, president of Biola. But it was our precious Dr. Charles Fuller old-fashioned revival hour on 650 stations at that time. And what it was, a former president of an evangelical seminary, which was built with the inheritance and gifts of simple Bible-believing Christians, a man who himself was trained in the best tradition of American fundamentalism, writes of his sophisticated fundamentalist faith, but with such confusion that one asks, what happened? Where is he drifting? A brilliant young scientist who attained national prominence and wealth, no longer at home with simple Bible-believing Christians, he's unable to accept God's revelation with the simple faith of a little child. Genesis 1 through 11 can no longer be taken at face value. Adam is now a symbol. The story of the fall is a parable. The account of the flood is a myth, and he joins some nondescript church with a major denomination, yet he still carries a banner for so-called emancipated evangelical thought. And so these Christian colleges, many of them beginning with simplicity, we find them now academically recognized, their professors now getting their training in schools in Germany and Switzerland, and Karl Barth and some of these teachings and ideas that the Bible merely has both revelational and non-revelational material. And so you ask the question, well, what can I rely on? What is revelational and what is not revelational in the Bible? And so they've created confusion, and they pick and choose what they want to teach their congregations. And so we've left the precious, inerrant Word of God, and we're floundering in confusion and not able to really stand up to what's taking place today. But thank God for those that are taking a strong stand, believing in the inerrancy of God's Word and preaching the Word of God verse by verse, and bringing a tremendous amount of hope. And there's many, many believers that are holding fast to the Word. But I'd like to encourage those that are in a church where you're not fitting in, where you're not comfortable. It's important that you find the Word and spend your time in the Word, and thank the Lord for the Word.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Paul Smith. Our number 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406, 970-221-0406.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Paul Smith. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment on what we're talking about this morning. But the influence of the atheists on the church, the organization of the church, and then gradually, very subtly, changing the music of our churches, changing the message of our churches, to getting away from the idea of the inerrancy of the scriptures, sending young men to seminary so they would become ministers, so they could alter the structure of the Christian faith. And believe me, you wonder, why are some of these ministers going along with homosexual marriages and all of these crazy ideas that really violate, you know, the Word of God? And it's simply, they're there to alter the church, to lead Christians away from the truth. And, of course, this is why we're in the trouble where we are today. They've infiltrated the evangelical movement. And, of course, it's all along this line of bringing about this new world order and this sort of universal religion where we can all get along together, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're a Hindu, whether you believe in the Shinto religion or the Muslim religion or the Jewish religion. We can all get along together. And, of course, there's no reason we can't get along together, but we will never, of course, compromise Christian beliefs because the other beliefs are wrong, and we have to be willing to say that. But you're not supposed to be controversial. We're supposed to love everybody, but, of course, never realize that God is not only a God of love. He's a God of justice, and, yes, he's even a God of vengeance at times. Well, Paul, what does the future hold for America if we follow along the current path?
I think that we get a picture of it in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, when God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented God that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said he was going to destroy man whom he created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing. And we have the flood. We have the time of Noah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God has a plan for a sinful world. He's revealed that through his Son, the Lord Jesus, who paid the penalty and price for our sin. There was another event that occurred, and you remember that was when the story of Lot, as he chose to go towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and he then dwelt in the city and became part of the city. And we have sodomy, we have the word that comes from Sodom, we have the homosexual lifestyle, we had all of those things coming at that early period of time. And so here, to me, as we look at what's going on in the world about us, we find that our Lord Jesus, when he spoke of these events, he would say in Luke chapter 17, and when the Pharisees, they demanded when this kingdom of God that Jesus preached would come, and he answered, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." In other words, neither shall they say, "Lo here," or "Lo there," for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You can accept the Lord Jesus today. And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it." And they said to him, "See here or see there, don't go. if they say that you're here or there, for as lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things. He speaks of his death, and he speaks of these things, but then he refers, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. There's judgment that's going to come. God created us in his image, in his likeness, to have fellowship with mankind, but sin marred the picture. And so God, in his grace and love, brought about the remedy through his Son, the Lord Jesus. And we have our state suggesting that we now, that part of the curricula will be tolerance toward those boys that want to be girls. And we're wanting to confuse our kids at a young age, but it's less than 1% that are homosexual in our society. 1.8% it is. And yet here they're able to pass legislation. How can this be? In other words, that a minority can pervert the ideas of our kids and our school. It's time for God to come and remedy the situation, and it'll be soon now that the Lord in these last days will reveal himself. And so hold fast and to the truth of God's word. That's where real truth is.
Well, I hear that we are in for some very, very difficult times. I don't think the average Christian really understands, you know, what happens when God withdraws his blessing from a nation. Our guest has been Paul Smith, his book, The New Evangelicalism, The New World Order. It's a very wonderful little book. It's got all sorts of great information in it. And as I said, it's a sort of book, when you read it, you want to go back and reread what you've read, because it's very profound. We do carry the book. We think it's an important book, and that's why it is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand what's happened to the Christian church. Understand what's happened to America. Paul, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dan here. I would mention that I am speaking there in Littleton, Colorado on the 17th. It's an all-day conference bringing in some excellent Christian speakers. And, of course, they've given me the last slot in the evening. But if you're interested in coming to Littleton on the 17th, you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. They give you details and the people there to check on, and we will have a table. They'll be there all day. We're also putting on an all-day conference here, of course, in the Monterey Bay area. I'll be giving a different talk, and, of course, that's the 23rd of October, and if you're interested, again, our number 800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We are facing terrible times today. The media is totally controlled. If you watched 60 Minutes last night, they told the story of a fellow who works for the super secret intelligence agency, the NSA, who is, of course, tried as a under the Espionage Act because he was a whistleblower and he, was concerned about the fact that the government has been tapping our telephones without a warrant ever since the terrorist attack on September 11th. Of course, this is all a propaganda program. And ladies and gentlemen, they've been tapping your telephone long before that, and they go over every telephone with a computer that listens to every word you say, and you say keywords, then it's gone over by individuals. NSA has a bigger, certainly, budget than the CIA, but they never tell you about that. Well, anyway, Chris, if you don't believe that they listen to your telephone calls, why go up on the Internet and look up Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Been going on for a long time. It's all part of the program to have everyone with a number, to have, of course, a small laptop computer have a little camera in it so they can watch you, so they can listen to what you're saying. Even when you have the power off, covers open, why, of course, they can watch you. How do we know this? We know this is part of a long-range plan. Read 1984. Understand that your cell phone, they can listen to your conversations even when it's turned off. There's special software in there. Not only that, they can track you where you go with your cell phone. And I think it was Apple was asked how this happened with their iPhones. They just didn't know how the software got into their program. Oh, shucks, we have no idea how that happened. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a totally dictatorial society. There are people out there who know exactly what they're doing. We have the fusion centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. Look it up on the Internet. That's where they correlate the dossiers they keep on every person. They have InfraGuard, I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D, InfraGuard. Look it up on the Internet. FBI program with informants all across America. Your next-door neighbor, perhaps. He's trying to preserve our freedom by informing on his neighbors who might be a terrorist. I know at one time I was approached many years ago simply to go to cocktail parties and send in regular reports on what people say. You have a file. You've probably never seen your FBI file. I've seen mine page after page after page blacked out in the name of national security. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for radio liberty. Till tomorrow, Lord be with you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended